Your first visit to a mental health professional? Taking the step to meet a mental health professional for the first time is a significant and often courageous decision. Many people delay seeking help not because they do not need it, but because they feel unsure, anxious, or confused about what to expect. Questions such as, will I be judged? Do my problems really warrant professional help? Or what will happen during the session are very common. Understanding what lies ahead can reduce fear, increase confidence, and help you make the most of your first visit. This article aims to guide you gently and clearly through the process of preparing for your first mental health consultation so you can approach it with clarity, comfort, and confidence. Understanding the purpose of the first visit. The first appointment is primarily an assessment and conversation, not a test or an interrogation. Its purpose is for the mental health professional to understand you as a person, your concerns, your experiences, your emotional state, and how your difficulties are affecting your daily life. You're not expected to have a diagnosis in mind or to explain everything perfectly. Even saying, I don't know why I feel this way, but something isn't right, is more than enough to begin. The professional's role is to listen, ask relevant questions, and help clarify what might be happening. Letting go of common fears and myths. Many first-time visitors worry that their problems are not serious enough or that they will be dismissed. In reality, mental health professionals see people across a wide spectrum, from mild stress and relationship issues to severe emotional distress. If something is troubling you, it is valid. Another common fear is being judged. Mental health professionals are trained to be non-judgmental, empathetic, and confidential. Their aim is not to label you, criticize you, or compare your struggles with others, but to understand your unique experience. Some people also fear that seeking help means they are weak. On the contrary, recognizing that you need support and acting on it reflects self-awareness and strength. Reflecting on your concerns before the visit. Before your appointment, it can be helpful to spend some time reflecting on what brought you there. You do not need to write a detailed history, but thinking about a few key points can help. What symptoms or difficulties are you experiencing? E.g. sadness, anxiety, irritability, poor sleep, lack of motivation. When did these problems start? Are they constant or do they come and go? How are they affecting your work, relationships, studies, or daily functioning? Have there been any recent stresses or major life changes? Some people find it useful to jot down notes or keep a short list on their phone. This is especially helpful if you feel nervous or fear you may forget important details during the session. Being honest and open, honesty is one of the most important aspects of a successful mental health consultation. It is understandable to feel hesitant about sharing personal thoughts, emotions, or experiences, especially during a first visit. However, the more accurate and open you are, the better the professional can understand your situation and guide you effectively. This includes sharing information about emotional symptoms such as sadness, fear, anger, or numbness, physical symptoms related to mental health such as fatigue, headaches, appetite, or sleep changes, thoughts that trouble you even if they feel embarrassing or frightening, past mental health issues or treatments, current medications, if any. Remember, everything discussed is confidential within ethical and legal boundaries designed to protect your safety. Understanding what will happen during the session. While every professional has their own style, most first visits follow a similar structure. You may be asked about your personal background, family, work or studies, medical history, and emotional well-being. Some questions may feel detailed, but they help build a complete picture. You are also encouraged to ask questions. You might want to know, what might be causing my symptoms? What kind of treatment do you recommend? Will I need therapy, medication, or both? How long does treatment usually take? How often will sessions be scheduled? This is a two-way conversation, not a one-sided evaluation. Managing expectations. It is important to approach your first visit with realistic expectations. One session does not usually provide all the answers or solve everything immediately. mental health care is often a process, not a single event. You may feel relief after the first session simply from being heard. Some people feel emotionally tired or thoughtful afterward, which is completely normal. Others may feel uncertain and need time to reflect. All these reactions are valid. Progress often happens gradually through continued sessions, trust building, and collaborative work between you and the professional. Practical preparation tips. A few practical steps can help your visit go smoothly. Arrive on time to avoid feeling rushed or stressed. Carry relevant medical information such as previous reports or a list of medications. Dress comfortably, as feeling physically at ease can help emotional openness. Ensure privacy, especially if your consultation is online. Choose a quiet, confidential space. If you are bringing a family member for support, clarify beforehand whether they will join the session fully or only for part of it. After the first visit. After your appointment, give yourself time to process the experience. Reflect on how you felt during the session and whether you felt heard and understood. It is normal to need a few sessions before you feel fully comfortable. If you have been given recommendations such as follow-up appointments, therapy sessions, lifestyle changes, or medications, try to approach them with patience and curiosity rather than pressure. Mental health care works best when it is collaborative. Your feedback, preferences, and comfort level matter. A word of reassurance. Preparing for your first visit to a mental health professional is not about saying the right things or having everything figured out. It is about showing up as you are, with your questions, fears, and hopes. Seeking help is not a sign that something is wrong with you. It is a sign that you value your well-being. Just as you would consult a professional for physical health concerns, addressing emotional and psychological health is a vital part of living a balanced and fulfilling life. That first step, though sometimes daunting, often becomes the beginning of clarity, healing, and meaningful change.